Come on, don't leave me this way.
Watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also be your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying... You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
Okay, kids, the car's backed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood.
Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine, Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd, head to Club Expo from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, February 4th, check out Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, check out the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts with two new exhibitions in the Martin Mueller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Steph's Soundtracks. I am your host, Steph Flynn. The first Steph's Soundtracks of the semester, after a short delay because we had a snow day last week. Today, we are just going to listen to all positive vibes to get us into the semester. I know some people are excited to get back after winter break, but some people are a little kind of wary of it. Personally, for me, I like winter break because I don't like to do anything. I kind of like just laying around and being lazy for a few weeks. And it is kind of hard for me to get back into my schedule and being busy all the time. So I think listening to some upbeat music with some kind of like positive lyrics really helps me get into that. So I hope everyone's having a good afternoon. We are at a new time slot, if you didn't notice. Instead of Saturdays, we are on Mondays now, 2 to 3. And we are going to start off with Harry Styles' latest song, Aperture. And I hope you all enjoy.
We belong. tonight.
All right, that was Hey Soul Sister by Train. So earlier we played Harry Styles' latest song, and in the past week or so, some people have been kind of angry at Harry Styles because of the prices for his latest tour, the ticket prices. People, at least I saw a few comments that are saying that people don't want to pay rent for a ticket to see his shows, especially since he's not going to a lot of cities and he's playing like 30 shows at like one spot, which like that's not like an abnormal thing for people to do, especially musicians. But I don't think that people should pay like $1,000 for one ticket, especially if it's like farther back in that arena or in that area. So yeah, and I don't think Harry Styles needs that much money either. And I know he hasn't gone on tour in many years, but yeah, I think that's just a weird thing people have been talking about. I think the song's good, and I'm excited for the rest of the album to come out, but I think he's going to be fine. I think the tour is going to be fine, but interesting discourse to talk about. Anyway, up next we have Wolf Parade, I'll Believe in Anything.
Nobody knows you, and nobody is down. The skyscrapers cause in vertigo. The countdown begins in Tokyo. 27 days alone means 20 million ways to cope with that. To be a lover girl, forced to get creative, wrote my feelings down. The independent lady in me's nowhere to be found. I can't wait another day to see you. How embarrassing to be. Struck a girl at the teaser. Thought I'd never leave her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. You've been hosting parties. In my mind I'm working overtime to have you in my world. Oh, what a curse it is to be in love. I wait by the phone like a high school movie. At the shows you come running to me. Think I see you in the leaves, but I'm hallucinating. What a reckless fever. Love struck a girl, I tease her. Thought I'd never be her. Quite the job you've done on me, sir. To be a lover
you. tonight.
So let's go back to the old key, old tempo.
That was Bad Things by Kaylin Russo. I heard that song for the first time over break. It was from the show Heated Rivalry, which is what I spent a majority of my break watching and thinking about. I even went down to Florida with two of my friends just so we could watch it and talk about it some more. So shout out to my two friends for that. We also played A Lover Girl by Leve, and Leve just won a Grammy last night. I did not watch the Grammys, but I did see all the fashion and what everyone was wearing, and I have not seen one bad outfit yet. I also watched the Academy Awards over break, and there was mixed outfits. Like, some people were dressed well, some people were dressed not so well, but so far, everyone was dressed really well at the Grammys. I think there's definitely a difference of like how the musicians are dressed and how the actors are dressed. Some are hit or miss, but at the like music awards, they know what they're doing. So shout out for all the musicians. Next up, we have Billy Joel. We're going to take it back a bit. And let's keep it going.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Truth is told that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured. Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored.
Me and my eyes, me and my heart, me and my eyes, I, me and my heart. So now I think that I love you back, and I hope it's not too late, 'cause you're so attractive in the way you move. I won't close my eyes, 'cause it takes a man, yeah. It takes a woman, make him compromise. So be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes.
That was Sabrina Carpenter, Can't Blame a Girl for Trying. That was like retro Sabrina Carpenter. That was from her first album, Eyes Wide Open, in 2015, over 10 years ago, which I think is so adorable. We have a few more songs for you coming up at the end of our hour. First up is Passion Pit, Sleepyhead, and I hope everyone is having a great start to the week, and I hope this hour was just good, simple vibes, and yeah, keep it locked.
Everything is going to beat. Supersonic man out of you. such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Trying to fit inside. Monday calls and I'm still homebound faking. Tuesday comes wondering what class you're taking. See you alone in the hall, walking back from home alone. It's never too late. Too soon.
WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and...